Ich bedanke Radio Switzerland und das ist eine weitere Folge von unserer Serie Touring Texas Songwriters. Heute mit einer Songwriterin, die ihre Karriere als Anwältin gestartet hat. Und zwar ist da bei uns heute im Studio in Salado die Libby Koch. Viel Vergnügen wünscht euch da dazu der Bruno Michel, euer Longtall-Texan.
Und der Richard Paul Thomas aus dem Studio in historische Salado, Texas.
Fangen wir doch gerade an mit dem Song von der Libby Koch.
All right, this is the first track off my new live album, which is actually a full band re-recording of my first album called Redemption. So this one's called Houston. This old house is empty. There's not much left for me to do. I've packed up my whole life. Now I'm starting out anew. I'm on a highway back to Houston. Bid farewell to Tennessee. I'd like love to see you. I'd like to say goodbye. I'd tell you I wish you the best things in this life. I'm on a highway back to Houston. I bid farewell to Tennessee. Goodbye neon lights and long rowdy nights. Goodbye my love to you and me. You might think I'm talking crazy. You brought it out in me. I just have to say I miss you, at least the way that you used to be. Circles, 'cause I've moved on all the same. This sad resolution of the age-old lover's game. I'm on that highway back to Houston, I bid farewell. Tennessee. Goodbye neon lights and long rowdy nights. Goodbye my love to you and me. Goodbye neon lights and long rowdy nights. Goodbye my love to you and me. Oh, thank you.
Libby Koch stammt aus Houston, Texas, wohnt heute zusammen mit dem Songwriter Chuck Hawthorne, der ja auch noch bei uns zu Gast war am gleichen Tag, in Austin, Texas. Und ihre Eltern haben ganz verschiedene Musikstile gehört. Mich hat es interessiert, wenn sie dann ihren eigenen Stil angefangen hat entwickeln.
My mom was a big kind of Motown soul fan and my dad loved old classic country. Those were my influences, but I really found the sound that I had been seeking when I moved to Nashville for law school. I guess that was in 2002. In that first semester going to school there, I discovered Lucinda Williams, Steve Earle, all those artists. I really found myself musically, I think, there.
Wordt te zeggen Motown en Soul fan. Ik zie de vader mee country, traditional country closet. Maar ze hebben ihre eigenen Idolen angefangen entdecken, wo sie in Nashville war, zu ihrem Rechtsstudium. Hat dort Leute kennengelernt wie Lucinda Williams oder Steve Earle und viele andere, die ihre Art haben. Und dort hat sie dann gewusst, dass sie das ebenfalls will machen. Der Vater hat ihr die erste Gitarre geschenkt, wo sie 12 war. Aber sie spielt auch noch Piano und ich wollte wissen, ob es noch ein anderes Instrument gibt, das sie gerne beherrschen würde.
You know, I play a lot of instruments okay. Like pretty much anything with strings that you don't have to put up like a violin, I can find my way around. I play mandolin and banjo okay. I play okay bass. But hell, I'd really like to master this guitar if I could.
Also sie spielt ziemlich alles, was Seiten hat. Und wollte nicht müssen unter das Kini klemmen, also alles aus Fiedeln nehme ich mal an. Aber eigentlich wäre sie so total froh, wenn sie Gitarre richtig beherrschen würde. Da kommt Libby mit dem Titel aus dem Studio in Salado, Texas. Natürlich auch wieder live, Just the Way.
Know that I ain't bound to leave this town. When I kiss your mouth and I hold you close, it's like my world has come unwound. This tender heart just broke without a sound. Yeah, that's just the way I feel about you now. Don't suppose I could tell you why or how. If I told you that I want you, do you think we'd work it out? 'Cause that's just the way I feel about you now. At the end of this warm summer's night, long to see you wake in the morning light. Now I have to say, I'm the girl who doesn't really think that's right. But at this point I just don't have the will to fight. 'Cause it's just the way I feel about you now. Don't suppose I could tell you why or how. If I told you that I need you, do you think we'd work it out? 'Cause that's just the way I feel about you now. Now there's a million things I ought to say. Know that I can't say a word when you look at me that way. And I wish to hell that I could figure out a way to stay here. Once I think we'll never be apart, I have a hard time finishing what I start. When our worlds collide, I tend to find that I really hate that part. I guess I ain't so good with the matters of the heart. But that's just the way I feel about you now. Don't suppose I could tell you why or how. If I told you that I love you, I just don't think we'd work it out. That's just the way I feel about you. Yeah, I'm not sure that I wanna live without you, but it's just the way that I've been feeling about you now. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Oh, thank you.
Kann sie sich dann an ihre erste Song erinnern, die sie vollständig selber geschrieben hat?
On my own. Most songwriters do start writing their first songs on their own, but I kind of uniquely started writing most of my songs as a co-writer. A buddy of mine, Taylor Davis, who's actually a music director and composer out in Fort Worth, he and I wrote probably the first dozen songs that I ever did together, so I don't know that I can remember the first song that I wrote by myself, but I do have a big folder full of, like, angsty teenage songs, and so I'm sure I could dig through it.
Am Anfang hat sie mit einem Freund zusammengeschrieben, mit Taylor Davis, ein Komponist aus Fort Worth, Texas. Sie können sich nicht mehr wirklich an ihre eigene erste erinnern, aber sie haben komplett in Ordnung voll mit so komischen Teenie-Songs. Und dann werden sie dann einmal durchstöbern. Sie hat, wie gesagt, eine Ausbildung zur Rechtsanwältin absolviert, aber einige Zeit nachher ist die Wirtschaftslage relativ schlecht gewesen, also ist sie entlassen worden von der Firma, hat sich dann entschieden, Vollzeitmusikerin zu werden und fragt mich, ob sie das je bereut hat.
You know, I certainly traded in financial stability for travel adventure. I feel like it was something I was called and led to do, and I think now in hindsight I see how it all was supposed to happen. I mean, you know, I had a mentor who was an attorney who said, well, why, when the economic downturn kind of resulted in a lot of young attorneys losing their jobs, she said, if you get laid off, why don't you take a year off and do music? And I was like, what? I can't do that. And then I started thinking about it, and I said, well, why not? Life's short. So I gave it a shot, and things just took off. There was just no turning back. At the end of the day, money is just paper that can get you some things. And I mean, you got to eat and everything. I'm happy to sing for my supper anytime.
Sie hat definitiv finanzielle Sicherheit gegen Abenteuer eingetauscht. Aber im Nachhinein sei es wohl das Gescheitste gewesen, was sie je gemacht hat. Eine Kollegin, eine Anwältin hat ihr empfohlen, wo sie entlassen worden ist. Hey, macht einfach ein Jahr Pause und macht Musik. Sie hat gemeint, nein, kann ich doch nicht machen. Und dann hat sie gedacht, ja, wieso eigentlich nicht? Das Leben ist kurz. Und sie würden nie mehr zurückgehen. Geld sei schliesslich nur Papier, wo man irgendwelches Zeug mitmachen könnte. Aber eben essen muss ja auch. Aber sie meint, sie könne ja für ihr Nachtessen singen und das möchte sie gern. Doch ein Titel nicht live, sondern aus der Liebe ihrem 2016er Album Just Move On und der heisst Bring You Down.
Yes, y'all, sometimes it feels good to be bad. You get so tired of feeling sad, but that ain't no good. It can't make you glad. It'll bring you down, 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 bring you down. Gonna bring you down. Yes, y'all, sometimes it feels sweet to be mean. You get so tired of the whole damn scene, but that ain't no sweet. It's gonna make you bleed. It'll bring you down, 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 bring you down. Gonna bring you down.
So, jetzt wissen wir auch, wie die Libby Koch mit einer vollen Band tönt. Lampenfieber hat sie am Anfang gehabt, wie blöd, Libby Koch, aber sie hat überhaupt nichts mehr Sättiges. Es hat sich total geleitet, sie ist völlig selbstsicher auf der Bühne. Wie hat sie denn das geschafft?
I think repetition and practice. You know, I used to be really shy about my songs exposing my true feelings and my private emotions, you know, and that took some getting over. But I think one of the best things about performing songs that you wrote is connecting with other people and finding that shared human experience. And so I think when I started to receive some of that feedback that, hey, you know, that song really connected with me because of what I'm going through and or helped me get through this issue that I've been having, that's when I started to see this is good. I can overcome my shyness and be vulnerable and really connect with people and hopefully make a difference, even if it's just one person by one person.
Üben und vermehrt auftreten, sagt sie, das ist das einzige Rezept gegen Lampenfieber. Aber am meisten Selbstsicherheit gäbe es ihr, wenn sie merke, dass ihre Songs beim Publikum ankommen und dass vielleicht eine Person nach dem Konzert kommt und sagt, du, der Song hat mich total bewegt, wie der beschreibt genau, was ich im Moment durchmache. Und das ist eigentlich das, was sie am meisten liebe, da an ihrem Job, sagt Libby, wenn sie eben mit Leuten können in Verbindung treten, sei es durch ihre Songs oder nach dem Konzert. Und wenn es nur einen nach dem anderen sei, wo sie da können ein bisschen helfen mit ihren Liedern. Da kommt ein weiterer Titel live aus dem Studio in Salado.
Yeah, this one's called Lady Luck.
Well, you found your pawn when the game was new. You'd paid and you're overdue. We all pay, but you never do. Tell me what you want, 'cause I see it clear. You've been talking, but I never hear. All this talking, but you'll never hear. Seems your lady luck has gone. One false step, boy, she moved on. In the quiet night, all alone at last, stolen moments become our past. Take this moment before it's past. Now the game ain't right, but the rules are true. Couldn't change it if we wanted to. You can't change it, that I want you to. Seems your lady luck has gone. One false step, boy, she moved on. Thin facades with fickle friends. Break the ice with bitter ends. We played to win. Ooh, just say when, baby, just say when. Yes, your lady luck has gone. One false step, boy, she moved on. Woo, we played to win. just say when, baby, just say when.
Thank you.
Libby hat ja auch noch einen Produzent in Nashville aus ihrer Anfangszeit dort. Der hat sie behalten, aber sie spielt ja mehrheitlich in Texas heute und ab und zu ist sie auf Europa-Tournee. Wo sieht sie denn den Unterschied zwischen der Texas-Szene und dem heutigen Nashville, wo ja vorwiegend Mainstream spielt heute?
Here in Texas, it's a part of the culture. Songwriting is part of our storytelling tradition as Texans. But there are pockets all over the world, really, of great songwriters with who share the same tradition. And I'll tell you, there's a great one in Nashville, too. It's kind of focused itself in East Nashville, but we got a lot of friends who are great songwriters who are really all about the song and not about the corporate side of it, you know. I cut my teeth in Houston, which has a rich songwriting mm-hmm. tradition and a rich songwriting community. And then I moved out to the Austin area and have become wholeheartedly embraced by this community as well. So the common root of all of those communities is it's all about the song.
In Texas, storytelling, songschreiben, ein Teil von der texanischen Kultur, sagt sie. Aber es gäbe auch in Nashville tip-toppi Songwriter, die genauso Gewicht legen auf den Song und nicht auf Corporate Country oder Corporate Music Business. Und das schätze sie, das gäbe es weltweit, aber eben wie gesagt auch in Nashville. Sie käme aus der Houston-Szene und sie sei stolz, dort aufgewachsen zu sein. Umso bekannte Leute um dort unten haben ganz viele Grössen produziert, die Houston-Volksszene. Aber auch jetzt, wo sie in Austin wohnen, haben sie die Leute sofort offen aufgenommen. Ein weiterer Live-Titel.
It's called Ready Now.
I know I let you down. You trusted me and I played around. I know that you've been waiting. You've been loving me so long. My heart's fear is now abating. My loneliness is gone. I'm ready now, yeah. I'm ready now. I'm ready now, yeah. I'm ready now. It wasn't that long ago. There was nothing you didn't know. How quickly I slipped away. You needed more than I could give. How I'm wanting yours to be my way. Cause apart from you, baby, I cannot live. I'm ready. Holding me when I would not look your way. It's quite amazing how you set me free. How my heart longs to stay right with you, babe. I wanna stay right here with you. I'm ready now. I'm ready. I'm ready now.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Sie hat sowohl ruhige Balladen wie auch Abtempo-Songs in ihrem Repertoire. Was schreibt sie denn lieber, welche Art von Songs?
It depends. You know, I'm one of those people who kind of tends to write in almost collections. Like everything that's coming out lately is kind of bluesy and rock and roll. So I think the next record is going to be my rock and roll record. I still love records. I love albums that have a cohesive feel that you can put on. And when it ends, it starts over again. And you just keep listening over and over. That's my favorite. I like to write in little collections of songs. And sometimes I write something that's totally out of left field. And when that happens, I just file it away and hope I remember it later.
Sie schreibe eigentlich so in Kollektionen, also wer schon mal zum Beispiel das Album Tommy von The Who gehört hat aus den 70er Jahren, der weiss, was die liebe Coke meint. Also ganze Geschichten aufteilt in Songs sozusagen. Alles, was sie in der letzten Zeit geschrieben hat, gesagt, mehr so ein bisschen Blues und Rock, und ihr Album werde ihr nächstes demzufolge wahrscheinlich ein Rockalbum. Nächster Titel live aus dem Studio. Die liebe ihre Kollegin Debbie Bird hat die Idee zu dem Song gehabt, sagt zu ihr und hat gesagt, hey, ich habe einen Titel geschrieben, ich finde den noch gut. Und ich glaube, es handelt sich um ein Lied über den Jesus. Aber die liebe hat dann eingelassen und hat gesagt, hey, da geht es, glaube ich, mehr um den Augen. Lassen wir mal hier, The Medicine Man.
Well, don't sleep like church, you know? Speaking of church, I wrote this song with my friend Debbie Bird. She and I were in a band called The Grievous Angels together. Came to me with the song idea and she said, I really dig this song. I think it's about Jesus. And so she plays like the first half of the chorus or whatever much she had of it. And she finished up. She goes, what do you think? I said, Debbie, I don't know how to tell you this, but I think that song's about drugs. But this one's called The Medicine Man. Looking for the medicine man. Got me looking for the medicine man. Have you seen him walking around? He's got that something that can soothe my soul. Got that something that can soothe my soul. Make that devil quiet down. He can't be found, don't tell me. I know he's around, I feel him rattling chains. Don't tell me that he ain't enough, don't tell me. I don't need that stuff, I feel him. Medicine man, have you seen him? Been feeling low. Got that something that can throw me a line. Got that something that can throw me a line. I'm consumed by the undertow. Now don't tell me he ain't. I know he's in town, I feel him deep in my veins. Don't tell me that he ain't enough. Don't tell me I don't need that stuff. I feel him deep in my veins. I'm looking for the medicine man. You got me looking for that medicine man. Have you seen him?
Goed, die portion humor had ze allemaal, het liebe Coke. Ze is met veel songwritergrößen schon auftreten. Gibt's denn da noch irgendetwas speziell, wo sie gerne mal würde auf der Bühne stehen und Songs austauschen?
Probably a tie between Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris. Oh, Be Still My Heart. That would be the best. Those are two of my all-time heroes. I think they both have singular voices. Mm-hmm. Gosh, in country music, there's nothing like a singular voice, you know, like yeah. that. Both Dolly and Emmylou just kind of did it their way. Well, I like doing it my way, too.
Dem Schluss wird es wahrscheinlich rauslaufen auf Dolly Parton und Emmylou Harris. Die sagen etwa beide gleich wichtig für sie. Sagen ihre Allzeit-Heroes. Und sie haben einfach unverkennbare Stimmen und es gäbe ja nichts Besseres im Country als eine unverkennbare Stimme. Ich glaube, das gilt in allen Musiksparten. Sie haben eigentlich zwei Damen, die immer ihre eigene Werk verfolgt haben und sich um niemand anderen gekümmert haben, was da ihnen wollen aufschwätzen. Und sie mir das genau gleich, sagt Libby. Wir haben wieder ein bisschen Musik aus dem Studio.
This one's called How Long.
I have waited patiently. I've been looking so long for someone to walk with me. I want you to walk with me. In my heart, darkness, you inclined and heard my cry. Looking back, I know this wasn't just some lipstick lie. You would never tell me lies. How long will I sing the same old song? How long will I sing this song? Come with me, my darling, lift me up, take me home. Just let go of your heart, you will never be alone. I won't let you go alone. How long will we sing the same old song? How long will we dance to this song? Upon a place we can't stand. If the road gets hard, we'll walk it hand in hand. I want you to take my hand. As we travel along, I know that many more will see. Though it took me so long, had the faith to set me free. You know your love set me free. How long will we sing the same old song? How long will we sing this song?
Man sagt von ihr, sie sei eine, die zuerst Melodie im Kopf hat und erst nachher den Text zu einem Song schreibe. Stimmt das?
Almost always for me, if I'm really in a creative zone, I've got little tunes going through my head all the time, so I have to really be receptive. But you know, then sometimes somebody will say something and it just kind of hits you like a lightning bolt and you think, oh my gosh, that's a great song idea. And as a result, I really like co-writing because sometimes it helps me to get a kick in the butt to start setting words to those melodies.
Or a different angle to a,
exactly.
To a thing.
probably the best song I've ever written. I had wanted to write a song about my grandparents that was, I heard that my uncle had all of the letters that my grandfather wrote my grandmother when he was in the army in World War II.
Meistens sagt das so, aber manchmal höre sie in einer Diskussion etwas oder schnappe einen Satz auf und denke, ups, da ist doch ein Liederthema versteckt drin. Sie mögen auch Co-Writing, also gemeinsam schreiben, wie dann der Druck ein bisschen höher ist, um etwas Gescheites zu produzieren und etwas vor allem fertig zu machen. Und manchmal kommt auch alles anders als geplant. Sie hat zum Beispiel einmal ein Lied geschrieben über ihre Grosseltern. Und der Song ist einer der besten, die sie wohl je geschrieben hat.
My grandmother, her name was Naomi. But being that they were from deep east Texas, my granddad pronounced it Naoma. So, this song's called Naoma. His name was Eugene, he was my mama's daddy. He wore horn-rimmed bifocals, drove an old Caddy. Now truly, there ain't no man finer I've ever known. When I was a kid, I saw him each afternoon in his black leather chair. We'd all watch cartoons until mama had finished her shift, and then he'd take us back home. On his way out, he would tell my grandmother, I'll just drop off the girls and get right back for supper. I'm coming home, Naomi, in time. Coming home to you. Yes, I'm coming home, Naomi, in time. Coming home to you. Met back in grade school in that small Texas town. Her folks left California when their business shut down, and they lived off the land, found love, though the times they were hard. He went off to college, he worked his way through senior year. They got married, it was May 42, so 2 days after his graduation, he left home for war. He landed in Normandy, was jailed in Berlin. Each time he wrote her, he'd say this again. I'm coming home, Naomi, in time. Come home to you. Yes, I'm coming home, Naomi, in time. Come home to you. Hard to believe, he's been gone now 10 years. I still think of him often. When I sit in his chair, I catch an old Looney Tunes rerun, or Need Wisdom at All. Naomi's still with us. She just turned 92. She has good days and bad days, like all of us do. But at night, she says she'll sometimes see him standing there in the hall. Now she might just be dreaming, but this much I know, he'll be right there with her when she's ready to go. Saying, let's go on home, Naomi, it's time. I'm going home with you. Yes, let's go on home, Naomi, it's time. I'm going home with you.
Wie oft schreibt sie denn aus eigener Erfahrung und wie oft einfach aus der Fantasie raus?
I'm going out of from personal experience more often than not. So it's been interesting revisiting these songs that I released 10 years ago, because those were all very personal, very real things that happened. And I find that 10 years later, definitely I'm searching for inspiration outside my personal experiences. You know, you can't write those crying and leaving songs from real experience when you're happy.
Vor allem ihre frühen Songs sind sehr persönlich gewesen. Aber heute schreibt sie aber ab und zu aus Inspiration außerhalb von ihren eigenen Grenzen. Sie schreibt ja gerne Herzschmerz-Songs, aber die sind eben schwierig zum Schreiben aus eigener Erfahrung, weil sie sind total happy mit dem Chuck Hawthorne. Und darum geht das eben dann nur, wenn man sich einfach ein bisschen außerhalb von seinen Grenzen bewegt. Was ist denn das nächste Projekt?
I've decided to hell with the corporate country and all that stuff, and I'm gonna make everything that I make is gonna sound like me, and that's the way it's gonna be. And so this record, I think, is really gonna sound like my rock and roll show, and I'm excited.
The hell mit corporate country, die Platte werde übersee nur genau so wie die Libby eben sagt. Und darum wird es auch das Rock'n'Roll-Album und sie freut sich drauf. Titel aus ihrem aktuellen Album Redemption, Live at the Blue Rock, und der heißt Stay With Me.
In the corner of my mind, you're standing there, and I try to hold the others to compare. There's several scattered things that I know are true. I can't seem to shake the certainty of you. Stay with me if it's only in my mind. Better memories aren't hard to find. I will sleep, I will dream of the things not done, in the time when you were mine and still the one. The other day I heard that sweet old song, and if you were there I know you'd sing along. My memory pauses on the day we met. It always seems to happen just as I forget. Stay with me if it's only in my heart. Knew that it was you right from the start. So let me sleep. Hope I dream of a better day. You and I both thought we'd travel the same way. Sometimes I can't believe it. I really let you go. I was too young and blind to see it, but now I know. In the corner of my mind, you're always there. There's no other in this world that could compare. There's still some scattered things that I know I choose. And there's a part of me still in love with you. There's a part of me still in love. With you.
Was würde sie sich in einem Interview fragen, das ich jetzt nicht gefragt habe?
You asked some of the best interview questions that I've heard in a long time, so I'm at a loss to think of anything else to add other than, like, if you want to check out my stuff online, you can find me on Spotify and iTunes,
or
all that,
or
my
CD.
Or buy my CDs outside, libbycoke.com, K-O-C-H.
Ich habe ziemlich alles abdeckt, was sie sich fragen. Also bleibe ich nur noch zu sagen, wo kann man meine Sachen kaufen? Auf libicoke.com, das ist Koch. Dort gibt es nicht nur CDs, sondern auch T-Shirts. Und zum Schluss haben wir da noch einen weiteren Live-Titel, einen von ihren Honky-Tonk-Herz-Schmerz-Songs. Und sie schwört, sie hat den geschrieben, bevor sie den Chuck Hawthorne kennengelernt hat.
I'll play y'all one of those crying and leaving country songs that I swear to God, Chuck, I wrote this song before I met you. It's a good old-fashioned Texas-style get the hell out of my house song. It's called You Don't Live Here Anymore. You don't live here anymore. You're not sleeping in this bed. I'm no longer fighting for all the things we left unsaid. You don't live here anymore. Chose to be with her instead. Don't you dare knock on my door. You don't live here anymore. I'm trying not to let you know all the pain I felt inside. I'm dying just to let you go from every tear I've cried. But this time you have let me down to a place I'm finally free to turn tables back around and just take care of me. You don't live here anymore. You're not sleeping in this bed. I'm no longer fighting for all the things that left unsaid. You don't live here anymore. Chose to be with her instead. Don't you dare knock on this door. You don't live here anymore. I know what you wanna do. It's your cure for everything. And so, if I wanted to, I could end your little fling. But this time I have had enough. You just can't change my mind. Wish you the best of luck with what you're trying to find. But you don't live here anymore. You're not sleeping in this bed. I'm no longer fighting for all the things we left unsaid. You don't live here anymore. Chose to be with her instead. Don't you dare knock on this door. You don't live here anymore. Chose to be with her instead. Don't you dare knock on my door. You don't live here anymore. Don't you dare knock on my door. 'Cause you don't live here anymore.
Das war eine weitere Folge von unserer Serie Touring Texas Songwriters. Danke vielmals, dass ihr dabei gewesen seid. Tschüss zusammen, bis zum nächsten Mal, sagt Bruno Michel, euer Langtal-Texan.